This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2174. Hey Man, Gender Norms and Saying Hello in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a listener question. If you're a woman, can you say, hey man, to a guy? Find out today as we dive into this layered and complex question. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, Aubrey. How's it going?
Wonderful. I'm great. I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is related to an amazing question we got from a listener. Would you ever say, I missed you, man? I missed you, man, to a male friend?
There's only one male friend I might say that to, but I probably wouldn't say it in those exact words.
So you say today, it a different way, right?
Yeah, I might use man with him, a very close male friend, in certain moments, but that's exactly what we're going to get into today. Yes. It does feel very familiar when I
yes,
say
it. Yes, it feels very familiar. And this is interesting because I do feel like gender comes into play a little bit, but also just specific personalities, right?
Yes.
I feel like this would be an interesting question to ask lots of different people, and you might get a different answer from each
of them. Even on our team, I bet we could survey our team.
Absolutely.
And we might have like a breakdown of all different.
Yeah, I feel like Jessica would say this for sure.
Right.
She
right.
might say this to everybody she knows.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So it really is a person. This is going to be a great episode today. I am so excited for this. So first, guys, hit follow because this is the kind of topic that we explore. How can you use English to express your true personality? Right, Aubrey?
Absolutely. Yes. We have 4 episodes every week. They're amazing. Soon five. Sneak peek of what's coming future. So be sure to hit follow, guys.
That's right. Starting in early March, you guys will have a bonus episode on Saturdays. So you can get your dosing of All Ears English on the weekend as well.
Love it.
Awesome.
All right. Let's read this question. Do you want to start us out, Lindsay?
Yeah, sure. Here we go. I'm Ahi, a Korean listener, but listening from Japan. Love what you're doing there. Your motto, connection, not perfection, changed how I view myself when I speak or use English. It's way more fun. Oh, I love it.
Aubrey, I love that
warms
so much.
Our hearts.
Yes.
All right. Since I've never lived in any English-speaking country, I would like to ask you a somewhat cultural question. I watch movies and dramas in English and pick up words and phrases, but I'm not sure if they're inappropriate for me to use or not.
So I love that this listener is taking in so much natural English, right? Watching movies, dramas, and hearing phrases and wondering like, okay, can I say that?
It's amazing. Yeah. And so what else, what did the student ask next?
Yeah. So then they said, when it comes to hey man or hey pal, I see most of the time guys say it to other guys. I'm a girl, but I really like the connection they have when they say it. Is it just between guys or can girls use it when speaking to guys too? Also, does it sound too young or hip if you use it above a certain age? I think this too as well. When I'm thinking about like slang, I let you you and I are on the same page here. I'm thinking about language and am I too old to say this?
Right.
And then
right,
she continues, usually I would just say, hi guys. But sometimes when I'm with my male friends who I totally feel comfortable with, I feel like I missed you guys is not reflecting what I feel, but I missed you, man, just feels right. Are these two phrases the same thing? I mean, does it feel the same to you as a native English speaker? I am so excited to hear from you. What a great question.
Wow. We are so excited to answer this. And hopefully we come out with more answers than questions today. We may come out with more kind of things to think about and curiosities, I think, today.
That's how I felt sort of planning the episode and thinking about it. I did. I'm like, I want to ask everyone I know how they would answer this question. I'm going to start listening to what people say.
Yeah. So let's get into it, Aubrey. Where should we start? We're going to get our listener an answer today. Where do we start with this?
Yeah. So first, we want to point out that these are both extremely familiar. This is something that we say to close friends, right? I missed you guys to a group. And then I missed you, man, would be to an individual. And then we want to kind of dive into these specific questions like, can a girl say it to a close buddy, to a close male friend? Right. I would not say this to another girl. I missed you, man. It's interesting because guy or guys, we use this for any gender, but that word man is specific to a male friend.
Right. So maybe we'll get the easy ones out of the way with talking to a group first, right? Yeah. And then we'll get into the individual stuff, which gets a little more, nuanced. Let's just say this is very nuanced.
There is a lot of nuance because like we said, different people will have different opinions. Yeah. We do want to consider a person's gender identity or if they're non-binary, we don't want to give offense. And so there's a lot that goes into thinking about how to address a person.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot here. So when we're talking to a group, so I missed you guys. Now, I think there is a movement around getting away from guys. On this show, we do address our audience as, hey guys, right? We say this in a very friendly and respectful way.
Yes. And that's how I grew up with the word guys was very gender neutral. I'm not thinking of, you know, I'm just thinking of a group of people. And that's how I grew up saying guys. It didn't mean it was very unrelated to gender.
Right, exactly. And I think that's fine. I have a friend who's non-binary, and once I asked them if like how they feel when someone addresses them and you know if they're in a group and the word hey guys is used to them, and they said it is somewhat offensive. So when I'm around that person or just in general, I try to kind of use other things like hi, y'all. I think y'all is coming back into style now or hi, all.
I think you could definitely say I miss you all to a group. Definitely. Because you might not know, you know, if someone in the group isn't, you might not know everyone there really well. So you can say I missed you all or just I missed everyone. These are always going to be safe options.
Hi, but everyone.
I'm glad you brought that up, Lindsay, because we say you guys, how are you guys to our team? To the listener. So apologies if we've offended anyone. I hope you know this is very, we're not thinking of gender. We grew up thinking of this as a neutral word.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about this on the show before. So this is not really what we're getting into as much today, but just as other options, hi folks is something that I hear people say when they're trying to be very, very conscious of gender norms. Hi folks. And there was another one.
Hi everyone. Hi everyone. I probably use that the most.
Yeah, for sure. So you're going to hear it from us. Hi guys. It is okay. Maybe over the next few years, it's going to phase out. We will see. But just be aware that there may be some things going on there with the use of that word. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What else?
So we are going to also share what you would say to an individual. And this is where we're really going to get into the nuance of who can say what to whom, what's acceptable, and what should you not stress about, but how, you know, what different people would answer differently.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in just a minute here.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, Aubrey, this is the meat of the episode. This was really the point of the episode today. Let's get into this. So when you're talking to an individual, our listener asked, as a woman, can she say, you know, hey, man, right?
Yeah, or I missed you, man. Because this is what's interesting is, hey, man, that's, you know, kind of familiar, but I'm not that. But to tell someone you missed them is even more familiar. This is really, you don't usually say to coworkers, I missed you. Like, this is really implying a close friendship. And so the more I thought about it, I realized that actually telling someone you missed them is what maybe makes me feel like, I don't know if I would say, I missed you, man, to very many male friends. It would have to be a very close personal relationship. And at least in the US, married women often don't have that close of male friends without, you know, it's, you keep it a little more hands off sometimes.
That's true. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not hands off. Arm's length is what I meant. Definitely hands off as well. But you keep people more at arm's length.
Okay, I love it. We're going for fun little puns here today. I like it. Good stuff. So yeah, I agree. I think it's very different. It's another level of intimacy to say, even to a good friend, I miss you, man. I missed you, man, versus, hey, man, what's going on? Right? Very different. Very different. Exactly. Just because of the words you're saying to miss. Yeah. And yeah, I agree.
Interesting,
I think
right?
Most people don't have, most married females in the States, especially as they get older, may not tend to have very, very close male friends. I think that probably is not everyone, but I think that's true. Usually,
yeah, and that's why we were saying different people might answer this differently because there may be, you know, married partners who do, maybe they grew up with a male friend or they do have a very close male friend. And so they might say, I missed you, man. Totally acceptable. It all depends on the relationship, your comfort level. Yeah, it might be different for each person.
Yeah. And the piece about hey pal, I guess we didn't quite address that as much, but when I hear that, I feel like that's often used in a form of kind of aggression in movies. Mm. Like, hey pal, what are you doing? Right? From a man to a man usually.
Yes, often that is how we see it. Sometimes I'll see it very lighthearted, like, hey pal, what's up? Almost jokingly.
Or that way.
But it's more rare. I'll definitely hear, hey man. Guys say to other guys, he is exactly right. I hear this all the time. Guys saying, hey, man, I missed you, man, to another male friend. It's very common.
Yeah. I have a close male friend, very close. I mean, he was in my wedding. And I do sometimes say to him, hey, man, right? Because we're kind of buddy-buddy, going out for a drink together or something. But I don't think I would even say, I missed you, man. I think it's too close. I also think
missed you, right? Because I have a couple of male friends, very close neighbors, friends, and I will say, hey, man, we'll go out to play pickleball. Hey, man, how's it going? No problem. But I don't know that I would say to any of them, I missed you, man. That would be strange to me.
Well, I also wonder if a man would say that to him. I think, you know, when you think about men not always being super comfortable with friendships with other men, sometimes in certain generations, maybe older generations, I don't even know. I'm not saying broadly. I'm just saying often, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, right? Maybe a man would say this to a brother or a very close male friend if they, so they had gone on a trip, they haven't seen them in a couple of years and they meet up. I missed you, man. It's been a long time.
For sure. Maybe. Yeah, I think you would hear. Yeah, for sure. I think some of this also might depend sometimes on kind of not just the gender identity, but kind of like the mood and personality of the woman. Speaking that, right?
Yes.
Like, how do they see themselves? That might be the variation there as well. So it's about how they see themselves to the level to which they use man, not just about the relationship.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because there are other options that have very subtle different nuances, right? If you just say to a person like, I missed you, or their name, like, I missed you, Mark, how have you been? There is this, it's very subtle, but it's a little bit less familiar when you're not saying man, when you're just using their name.
It's really complicated, actually. So, you know, think about your own kind of gender identity or how you feel inside, I guess, right? And then think about your level of closeness with the man, and then think about what exactly are you saying to them? Are you saying something very intimate, like I missed you, or are you just saying, hey man, let's get a drink next weekend? Right?
Right. Exactly. There's a lot to think about when you're saying this. And I think it is good to point out that if you are in a group, and I can really only speak for US culture, but if you were to say like, I missed you, man, to someone in a group, they likely are not going to be, you know, they're not going to be thinking like, oh, that's so weird, she called me man. It might feel a little to them like more familiar than they would expect from you, but it's not going to create like an awkward public scene, right? This is very subtle.
Yeah. And I would also say that man to man, when men are talking to men, and you've seen this in movies too, you don't have to have that level of closeness at all. You could be a complete stranger. I'm not sure if we mentioned this yet, but like, hey man, what are you doing? Looking at my girlfriend or something, right?
Or someone introduces you, Justin, yeah. This is Mark. Hey man, nice to meet you.
Yes.
Totally. Yes. It has nothing to do with familiarity when it's guys. It's just how they talk to each other.
Right. It's kind of interesting on the other side, Aubrey, that we don't really have as women, like woman to woman, we don't really have something like that.
It's true. Some people will say girl, hey girl, but I don't like that. I don't say it. No judgment against everyone that's like, hey girl, what's up? It's just not me.
Oh my gosh. I just saw a movie. What movie was it where someone, it must have been just a rom-com where there was a character that every time this main character interacted with this woman, I think she was a coworker, all she said was, hey girl, and then started talking like every time. It was hilarious. It was a meme on that phrase.
That's really so funny. You're like, couldn't be me.
So
couldn't be me.
Funny. Oh my God, it was hilarious. So yeah, I think hey girl kind of puts you in a bit of a box when you use it. And yeah, we can go into that another day.
I feel like that was more maybe 10 years ago, a little more common, right?
Yes.
Hey girl. And then we've just have sort of moved away from it. I don't know if it became sort of cliche, a little bit cheesy.
So, and I think that's why it was
phased out a little bit, I think.
For sure. And we don't say
in older movies, right?
I mean, you hear people saying, hey lady now, but that's also kind of maybe phasing out a little bit, or it's kind of intimate. I guess we have that, but we don't have anything quite as broad as hey man that encapsulates many situations.
It's strange. Which is interesting. I sometimes will say, hey, friend, how's it going? But this is also like being playful intentionally, right? It's not something I would say all the time.
I think we should come back to that to be a counter to this episode.
Love it. Let's do a quick role play so you can see how this would work in a conversation. I think all of these different options with telling someone or a group that you miss them. So you have returned from studying abroad in this role play, and you're meeting up with me and some other friends.
All right. Hey, guys, I missed everyone.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Oh, it's so good to be back, but I miss the beach.
Oh, were you living close to the beach?
Yes, I was walking distance to the beach. It was amazing.
Nice. Yeah, so I kind of loved this. As I was writing it, I was thinking, what would I actually say? And if a friend comes back and they're like, hey, I missed all of you, I missed everyone, I wouldn't say, I missed you too. I would speak for the group and say, we missed you.
Right. That's a good, important nuance there.
Right.
If someone is addressing the group, you're in the group, you wouldn't say, I missed you too.
That would be strange.
We missed you.
I missed you.
Right. It makes it way too intimate immediately. Right. It totally changes the frame of what you're saying. Right?
Exactly. So interesting. Mm.
And then I said, it's so good to be back, but I miss the beach. Now I'm just talking about missing something.
Yeah, I wanted to add this, right? Because this is when I use miss the most often. I rarely tell a person that I miss them. Maybe my kids when they get home from school, right? But I will often talk about missing the beach, missing vacations, right? This is when we really use miss a ton.
For sure. I love that. Okay. All right. What's the takeaway for today? I feel like we kind of got to the bottom of a few things, and we opened up a lot of questions here. A lot of reflection our listeners could do.
A lot of reflection. It made me do a lot of reflection. And I have a feeling you guys are too. I think this is probably very different in each culture. So think about what is this like in your culture or with your friends, or depending on how familiar you are. I am so grateful to Ahi for bringing this up so we could chat about it, because this is tricky. It's important to be aware of phrases and greetings that are extremely familiar, so that you have a better idea of how you should greet others, or whether or not you should tell them you miss them.
Yeah, I love it. Guys, if you love this level of nuance that you want to see with the English language, if you're ready for it, this is what we do here on this show. We go really deep into connection. So go ahead and hit that follow button on All Ears English, and we'll see you in the next episode. All right, Aubrey, good stuff. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.